Happy, starring Adam Astill as Dan, Tina Hobley as Chrissy, Guy Henry as Hanson, and Catherine Russell as Serena. Only You by Graham Mitchell. Previously.
Dan, this is Simon, who will apparently be running the place for the next few weeks.
We know each other. I don't know about you, but I could use a drink.
Or 10.
It's a date.
A date?
We can just take it one step at a time.
I'm not confused. I'm not experimenting. I'm not bisexual. I'm gay. Your own son.
Break it up!
Sasha's stabbed.
Quick, Ella. I need your help to staunch the bleed.
I can't do this. There is so much blood.
You need to stop that bleed or he is going to die.
You're not expected to perform surgery.
As you're no doubt aware, you have a brain tumour. You'll need a neurological assessment. When we know the results of that, then we can decide what's the best course of action to take.
Daytime. An ambulance rounds a corner and drives past Tara, who's standing outside the hospital looking pensive. Drawing a deep breath, she starts to walk towards the building. A black funeral hearse passes her and pulls to a halt. Then an older woman jumps out of the driver's seat.
Somebody! Help! Can you please? What's happened?
I don't know. He's got chest pains. He's not acting like himself.
Okay, go get some help. Tell them we need a wheelchair. Go! Go!
All right, slacker. What time do you call this?
Joys of shift work.
At least you've only got 3 hours to go.
Well, actually, I was thinking about using my free afternoon to cook you dinner.
You don't have to do that.
Why not? But I wanted to.
Oh, you two are so sweet.
Yes. Thank you, Chantel.
Okay, this is Jesse Lambert, 19 years old, RTA. Suspected fracture of the right clavicle and suspected neck injuries.
Bed 3, please.
You gotta come find me. Get this message, call me back, yeah? I'm on... Where am I?
Keller Ward.
I'm on Keller Ward.
How come he's not on orthopedics?
A bit rammer jam. Plus, his coach was hassling the ED guys. They wanted an orthopod. Because they thought you were the man for the job.
Can I get a series of trauma x-rays, please?
Well, they should have already been done in ED. I'll get on it.
Thanks. Right, let's get him onto the bed. On my count, one, two...
No, as I said, we're full right now. I'll let you know when any bed becomes free. Yes, I promise you I'll give you a call. OK.
We've been gone 5 minutes. What's happened?
Oh, thank you. There's been a hotel fire. Edie's sending through overspill.
That's it. We're clearly at capacity, I think. Phone through and tell them, please.
Mr. Hanson, you do realise we don't have any consultants
today. Mr. Levy's kindly agreed to rise to the occasion.
Expect you to run a whole department by yourself?
Of course not. They're sending a couple of F2s down.
Are you up to this?
Yeah, of course I am. But most of it will be mild smoke inhalation, nothing too taxing. Bad bed sex.
No, I don't need too tired for tonight.
What, my hot date with my beautiful girlfriend? Well, I'm planning to be on tip-top form.
Don't you think we're too old to be referring to each other as boyfriend and girlfriend?
What would you prefer? Partner?
No, it's even worse.
The man from the hearse.
So what's this? You bring your own patients back from holiday?
This is Francis Houlihan. He's an undertaker. I found him in the car park. Chest pain, suspected MRI.
OK, bed 8's free. Thank you.
So, what happened?
I was just walking past and he...
No,
a fortnight ago. I'm sitting there like a lemon with two coffees and you didn't show up.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Something came up.
Well, I did call you.
I've been busy.
I'm sorry for your loss.
I recommend Cedar Rose.
I don't know what's going on with him. He's just really confused.
OK, Mr. Houlihan, let's get you into bed. Get those chest pains sorted out first, shall we?
Wearing a neck brace, Jesse flinches.
I thought I had a high pain threshold, but that is evil.
Nearly there.
Where have you been?
I had to talk to the police about the accident. How's he doing?
I'm Dan Hamilton, the orthopaedic consultant. I take it from the tracksuit that you're Jesse's coach.
Zaid Khan.
So, what happened? Jesse said you were driving back from a race meeting when you crashed the car.
Look, I'm not being funny, but maybe you could just focus on doing your job.
Right. Well, the bad news is that you fractured your collarbone. Fingers crossed you weren't hoping to be fit for the Olympics.
Jesse didn't qualify for the Olympics this time around.
The Europeans. That's my thing. 10 months' time. Well, we're busy training for that. Hey, we coach.
How long are we looking at here?
Well, it may well heal of its own accord, but you'll need to take things easy for a few weeks. And we'll have to do another scan to check that out.
What about my neck?
Does it hurt?
I don't know. I can't move it, can I, with this on?
Can we lose the collar? It's just a precaution anyway,
right? We'll need to see what the scan shows up first.
Look, I know what you orthopods are like.
Really?
I've been a trainer for 15 years. I've worked with enough of you.
Mr. Khan, I'm Simon. I was wondering if I could borrow you for a second. Just a bit concerned about the cuts on your face, worried there might be a bit of glass in there.
I'll be right back.
Dan smiles gratefully as Simon leads Zahid away. Tara's still with Mr. Houlihan.
Get off!
Can I ask, does Mr. Houlihan have a history of heart disease?
No, he had a pain in his chest just before he collapsed.
Well, there are palpitations, but his heart rate's fine. We'll run some tests. Did he have to lift anything heavy this morning?
No.
So no history of any heart disease. Anything else?
Bowel cancer. He had an operation last year.
Here?
Yeah. Mr. Hansen did it.
Would you bear with me for just 2 minutes, please?
I don't think his chest pain's connected to his confusion.
So what are we looking at? That the cancer spread to his brain?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Hansen needs to be told that he's here.
Absolutely. I'll sort that.
No, I'll page him.
Oh, no, it's fine. I'll tell him I'm going that way anyway. Bed one is being discharged. Could you sign the prescription, please?
Yeah. Rachel's just left a message. She wants to live to her mates tonight.
And you're going to call her back and tell her that...
Her mother can do it for a change because her father's going out for dinner with his... lover.
Seriously?
All right, I'll keep working on it.
No, we are full.
No, bed one's free. It's fine.
Chrissy, will you not worry about this, OK? I'm fine. Don't fuss. Stay on top of things.
Hey, you...
Right. Cheers. What have we got?
He glances at the notes, then at the girl, who removes her oxygen mask.
Ella.
Hi.
Hansen's sitting in his office, using a pair of pruning scissors to trim a bonsai tree.
Come in.
Tara enters.
Yes.
Francis Houlihan is on Darwin. You treated him about a year ago. Colectomy? He's the undertaker.
Oh, yes.
He's collapsed with chest pains.
ECG?
Yes, the usual. He's confused too. We're wondering if there's possible brain metastasis.
Well, no doubt you've ordered a head CT.
Well, Dr. Valentine is overseeing him for the moment, but yes, no doubt.
Now, you'll be pleased to hear that your neurologist's report has come back clear, so you remain free to work at Holby for today.
Right. Well, that's what I expected, but fantastic. I'll just get back to Darwin, then.
It doesn't mean, though, that your future's not still hanging somewhat in the balance, I'm afraid.
She rifles through her handbag.
These are all studies of low-grade astrocytoma of the temporal lobe. My tumour. This is a health and safety audit. This is a French study into life expectancy.
Ammunition.
If you like. It's my little library of stuff that's not available in standard textbooks. Look, I understand you have serious doubts about me continuing to work, but it's what's most important to me. So...
Well, I'll study them thoroughly.
Thank you. Is this our Olympian's angiogram?
Yeah, he's not quite an Olympian, but yeah. Just a minor tear of the subclavian, nothing desperate. I'm more concerned about the neck.
Mm-hmm. Can you get him a scan for that?
Not yet, no. There's a queue.
Yes, could be some hours.
How do you know that?
We just checked availability for another patient. Do you want to take him in and do the subclavian while you're waiting? There's a theatre free.
No, I'm happy to wait.
Are you sure? It's just he is bleeding.
And he's a high-profile patient, so why take the risk?
High-profile is hardly Usain Bolt. No, I just think from a surgical perspective, it would be better to get a wiggle on.
Let's just wait for the scan, shall we?
You're the orthopod.
Serena walks off and Dan turns to Simon, who's at the nurse's station nearby.
Mr. Hamilton's so assertive.
Helen.
Give it a rest.
Simon, phone for you.
Hello, Simon.
A look of surprise.
Oh, right. Yes.
He looks guilty as he glances back at Dan. In AAU.
So sorry, I had no idea they'd bring me in here.
Well,
I asked.
You're here now. It's just there. It's probably just bruising, but we'll check it out to be on the safe side. And you're here, you said?
Sasha moves to the end of the bed and starts to check Ella's heel. She closes her eyes as he manipulates her foot.
So you're a chambermaid now?
I just do the odd shift to help in my way. It takes some pressure.
What are you doing here?
Excuse us.
What the hell is going on?
It's just one of those things. Something to be in the fire. I'm as surprised as you are. But it's fine, it's fine.
No, no, it's not fine. I'm going to call Edie and get her transferred.
No, no, no chance. They're jam-packed. Look, it's not ideal, but she's a patient and we're professional. So, a chest CT and an X-ray, please, OK? Let the F2s deal with it.
Sasha hurries off. In Keller Ward, Dan hangs up the phone and walks over to Simon, who's lost in a reverie.
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, fine, fine.
Who's that?
No one, nothing. We'll talk about it tonight. Listen, I was thinking steak. What were you thinking? You better be a medium rare kind of man, because I am not.
Simon, who is that on the phone?
It was Leeds General.
What do they want?
They've offered me a job.
What?
Yeah, it's a full-time permanent position on the oncology ward. I mean, it's exactly what I wanted. I can't really believe it.
When? I mean, when do they want you?
As soon as possible. They said I could start next week. Well, I'm only agency here. There's no notice period, so this is my last shift.
Well, that's great. I'm delighted for you, really. I mean, it's richly deserved.
Thanks.
Jesse Lambert nil by mouth.
He looks at Jesse's details on a computer screen.
Unbelievable.
Right, bed 3 and bed 5, Figgis and Crane, they're being transferred. I'm chasing up those scans for Ella. As soon as we get her out of here, the better.
It's not as simple as that. Look, she's still complaining of pain in her heel and abdomen, apparently, and look, the X-rays are back on her heel and she has a fracture.
So why can't the F2s deal with it?
Because there isn't one available right now.
This isn't right. She left you for dead, Sasha.
Chrissy, trust me. Okay, it's fine.
I looked at the angiogram.
He's my patient.
Yeah, but I took a look and it seemed to me that...
It seemed to you? This has nothing to do with you. What made you think you could just book him into theatre without consulting me first?
Ah. Mr. Malik and I both agreed that the tear was sufficiently serious.
Is that right?
Oh, come on. You know as well as I do, he's got to have surgery sooner or later.
We'd already discussed this.
Dan, if we get this wrong...
Yes, I'm fully aware of what the pitfalls are here, thank you.
The trauma X-ray's fine.
It's not showing the C6, C7 junction, the odontoid view's poor.
But on balance...
On balance?
Look, we can easily get Mr. Hansen down here if he'd like another point of view. Anyway, he's already heading for anaesthetic, so why wait?
Dan glares at Malik.
Thanks for the backup.
He stalks off.
Look, I should have told you I applied. I'm sorry.
Dan, it means I'm going to be closer to my family. As you said, it's obviously exactly what you want. I'm very pleased for you.
Dan walks on and Simon gives up. Hansen walks into Darwin.
Mrs. Houlihan, Henrik Hansen, you may remember.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming to see him. Fanny, Mr. Hansen.
Pleased to meet you.
The ECG has come back clear. Chest pain has subsided.
Yes, it's good news. Doesn't seem to be a problem with Mr. Hulan's heart, possibly a panic attack.
Which is why I think we should have him transferred to Keller.
Or not.
I recommend Cedar Rose.
I'm sorry. He must think he's at work.
How long has he been like this? Since before he collapsed today?
He got people mixed up at work. Wrong people in the wrong boxes, if you know what I mean. Not very nice for the relatives. I've been saying to him that he should see a doctor, but he wouldn't go.
Right. Excuse me. Right, anyone inspired to take a stab at a diagnosis? Apart from extraordinarily fast-acting dementia.
Well, there's nothing obvious, is there?
All right, chase up the scanner, make sure we do the tumour markers, and contact the psychs, please. And let's hope somebody can make inroads with this, shall we?
I've got it.
Oliver follows after Tara. Sasha's examining Ella's abdomen.
So, what happened?
I was just changing beds when the alarm went off.
What, and you got out of there smartish?
I tried. So much smoke, I couldn't see where I was going, and I fell down the stairs. It's a broken calcaneum, right?
Right, so. Right, we need an ortho assessment for that and CT ASAP.
Sasha. I mean, Mr. Levy. I don't know what to say about
it. Really? There's no need.
No, please, there is. I don't know how you can even talk to me. I heard you.
Okay, all right. Ella. It happened. We all wish it hadn't, but it did. But the most important thing is, we're all okay now. You know, I'm getting on with my life, and I hope you're getting on with yours too.
No doubt you'll have heard I'm facing the music tomorrow. My head of you is making a decision whether I'm allowed to stay on or not.
I'm really sorry.
What have you got to be sorry about?
The scanner slot's available now.
Great. Thank you.
Chrissy stares at Sasha, but he doesn't budge. She walks away.
All right, so what do you want to happen? Do you want to leave the course?
Well, I guess that's up to my head of year.
Okay, this might seem like a funny question, but he sometimes seems as though he's hallucinating. So, what about drug use?
Franny?
Oh, I have to ask.
Does he look like a junkie to you?
Sometimes people can accidentally take things.
He's a 63-year-old undertaker. He doesn't go clubbing.
What about alcohol?
What about it?
OK, I think we get the picture. Shall we leave it there? Would you like a cup of coffee, Mrs. Houlihan? Tara?
Tara follows Oliver outside, leaving Mrs. Houlihan on her own in the relatives' room.
You might want to go easy on her. She's rather sensitive.
Why, what did I say?
Just get the coffee, yeah?
Chrissy finds Sasha sitting at a desk, typing a letter of recommendation for Ella.
You got to be kidding me.
Look, it's just a letter, OK? A recommendation to her dean.
Do you realise how busy we are out there? Is that really the best use of your time?
Well, it'll take me 2 minutes.
Why are you helping her?
Because I don't want her to throw her entire career away because of one small mistake, that's why.
Small mistake? She left you bleeding to death. What did she say?
Nothing.
I know you. You're such a soft touch.
She didn't ask me to do this. OK, I'm doing it because I want to.
Right, well, I don't think you should be treating Ella. I'm going to take over her case until we get her transferred, OK?
Would you excuse me?
Dan moves away from Jesse's bed and heads towards Simon on the other side of Keller.
Listen, I've been thinking. I don't think you should take the job in Leeds.
Why?
I know it's a permanent position, but you don't need to worry about money. I'm a consultant. I'm earning more than enough to support both of us.
Dan, are you being serious?
I just think it's a mistake to accept the first permanent position that comes along when you might be able to find something even better.
Who do you think I am?
Thank you.
Jesse's scan.
You got a CT slot?
Yes. Well, no, actually. I got him down there straight after his op. I knew you had concerns.
Dan looks at the CT scan on a tablet device Simon's handed him, then joins Zahid, who's at Jesse's bedside.
What's wrong?
The CT scans have shown up a further problem. You have something called a peg fracture.
What does that mean?
It's a fracture in the bones of the neck.
I've broken my neck!
Essentially, yes.
In AAU,
Yeah, hello. I'd like to confirm my dinner reservation for tonight. Williams. Yep, for two. Thank you.
Finishing her phone call, Chrissy then heads over to Ella and checks the stats folder at the end of the bed. Ella turns to Chrissy and smiles weakly.
So how am I doing?
Temperature's up a little.
You're very lucky, having someone like Mr. Levy in your life.
Is that right?
He's been amazing to me, considering what happened. He's a very kind man, isn't he?
Yes, he is, which means he's very easy to take advantage of.
I'm not trying to take advantage
of him.
No,
I don't want to have this conversation with you.
Look, I'm sorry for what happened. I really am, but this isn't my fault. I'm not the one who...
Who what? Who stabbed him? You may not have been holding the scalpel, but you are the one who walked away and left him to die.
I know.
You did nothing.
I froze.
Stabbing was an accident, but you knew what you were doing. Now, unlike Sasha, I can't just forgive and forget. So if you have any compassion at all, I would just leave him alone.
Ella looks on with dismay as Chrissy, still simmering with rage, walks off and heads into a room where she closes the door behind her. Then she leans on it and attempts to compose herself. Oliver finds Tara using a computer at Darwin Nurse's Station. He perches on the desk.
Hanson tries this with all the new F1s. Sets a little challenge, divide and rule. I suggest we don't play ball. We work together, double our resources.
Sure.
So what you got on Mr. Houlihan?
Just papers on hallucinogens, drug-related dysthymia, hypermania GAD, but nothing much matches.
Glancing at her research.
Could it be alcohol?
Well, I was asking about that when you...
Well, why don't we...
Hanson's calling Tara.
Hello?
Nurse, can we order a tox screen for Francis Houlihan, please?
You always do minor surgery first, do you? You don't think breaking his neck might have been the bigger deal?
We just got the scans back. The injury didn't show up on the initial X-ray.
Am I going to be stuck like this?
No, this can be sorted.
More surgery?
We can fit a halo vest.
What's that?
It's a brace. It stops all the movement, allows the bones to heal.
For how long?
4 months, maybe a little longer.
No way. But that's guaranteed to work, right?
No, there are no guarantees, I'm afraid.
So I can forget about the Europeans, right?
Can't just end here. He has to be able to run if you wouldn't understand.
Yes, but... he would, actually. Mr. Hamilton's a sportsman himself.
So what if it had been you lying here? And someone told you you couldn't do the thing you loved?
Dan and Simon exchange glances. Malik arrives.
There is another option. Surgery. It has a much faster recovery time. You could be back doing light training within a month.
There we go, then. No contest.
But it's a very dangerous procedure. There's a risk it could make things worse.
How do you mean? How could it be worse?
You could end up in a wheelchair or...
Or what? I could die.
The risks are significantly greater with this. Also, there's a waiting list for spinal neurosurgeons. We wouldn't be able to get you in for a couple of days at least.
And if something happens in the meantime and the injury gets worse, you'd be prepared to let that happen?
Dan hesitates.
Or I could do it. The procedure. You'd forego the spinal neurosurgeon, but you wouldn't have the risk of waiting.
Do it.
Jesse nods his consent.
I know statistics show that 50% of people with your condition die within 5 years.
I've had it for 7 with no symptoms.
Well, you're beating the odds, and long may that continue.
Some people survive it completely. There's a report here. Yeah.
Hello? My first duty is to the patients of this hospital.
I have no symptoms.
Unfortunately, that might not always be the case. If this tumour should grow, you may become confused, have seizures. What then? In surgery, prescribing medication, dealing with an emergency. Now, as I've said, my first duty of care...
Please.
...is to patients and other members of staff.
I need this work. I need to be able to carry on.
I understand, but frankly, I don't think it's going to be possible.
Tara looks devastated. Ella's still on AAU when Sasha wanders over to her bed and checks her notes. She peeks at him from under her eyelashes. He looks up and notices, then smiles at her.
Hi. How are you doing?
We're still waiting on your CT results.
Yeah.
He steps closer to her.
I just thought, after we talked, I've written a letter to your head of college, just in case it helps.
I don't think you and I should have any further contact.
Why not?
I'd like another doctor, please.
Oh, OK, fine. Well, in fact, Sister Williams is in the process of arranging...
So why are you still here? Just... go.
Looking somewhat hurt, Sasha slinks away. On Darwin.
Thank you, Jessie.
No worries.
Tara comes in and grabs her bag.
Heading off already? You've only just got back. Does Hanson know you're skiving off?
No. I have an appointment.
An appointment?
Yeah.
So you won't be interested in hearing Francis's tox results, then?
Jessie.
You said this needed a spinal guy, right? And you're not a spinal guy. So what makes you think you can do it? How do I know I can trust you to do this?
If you want somebody else, that's fine by me. But there is nobody else in this hospital as qualified as I am to get you through this.
Sahid's on his way back.
So?
Can you tell Zaid just to give us a minute, please? I don't want him weighing in.
Yeah, sure.
Simon intercepts Sahid.
So there isn't any doubt in your mind? You really believe you can do this?
100%.
In AAU.
Something must have happened.
What?
I don't know, but one minute it feels like she's trying to reach out to me, and the next she wants another doctor. Right, there she is. A splenic hematoma. Yep, there's more bleeding here, too.
So what does that mean? A splenectomy?
Yep. So, who's going to do it?
Well, not you. She's already said she doesn't want you treating her. Anyway, you're off soon.
Please tell me this isn't about a night out.
No, of course not.
It would be easier if someone else was dealing with her, but I just think she and I both need to sort this.
You need to move on.
All right, I'm worried about her, OK? Because I checked earlier and she's taking citalopram for depression.
It's not your problem.
Well, the bottom line is, she needs to go to theatre and I'm the only surgeon on the ward.
How clearer does she need to be? She doesn't want you to treat her.
All right, OK, fine. I'll just have to go to her and say either I operate or she bleeds to death. OK, that should do the trick.
On Darwin, Oliver's hanging an IV drip for Mr. Houlihan.
So this is all he needs, vitamin B1?
Intravenously at first, but when he goes home he can take the pill form.
Neurologists will confirm it, but we think that Francis is suffering from something called Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome. It's basically a posh way of saying that he's not processing vitamin B properly.
But it's something that affects heavy drinkers. They lose the ability to be able to process the vitamin.
I already told you he doesn't drink.
We ran a tox screen of high levels of alcohol in Francis's bloodstream. Maybe you weren't aware.
I hoped it was something else.
You'll do a different kind of funeral, I expect.
Franny, you're in hospital.
Has he been drinking heavily for a long time?
He kept it quiet. It's a family business, you know.
Don't you think his health is more important than a business?
I think what my colleague is...
Not to Franny, no. He's tried for ages to give it up. He's functioned OK with me beside him.
Yes, but he won't anymore. He needs proper help, you both do.
I've got a business card somewhere. For when the time comes.
Will he get better?
He'll improve physically.
What do you mean, physically?
We'll book him onto a rehab program for detox.
And he'll be all right?
Well, it's very difficult to...
Look, will you just tell me?
Yes, some of the damage will be permanent.
Right. Thank you.
In Keller.
Well, presumably now that we know what we're looking at, you'll be zipping him over to one of our spinal neurosurgical colleagues.
Actually, no, I'm going to be doing the surgery myself.
Really? Have you done it before?
Yes.
How many times?
A few.
You're either brave or stupid. If you get it wrong, you'll kill him. You do know that. Look, Dan, I admire your ambition, but I really...
You think I'm overreaching myself?
I'm just pointing out the risks.
Which I'm fully aware of. And why I was going to ask you to join me in theatre. Given the complexities, I'd like a GS consultant with me.
Look, this is extremely delicate surgery. A Peg fractures something only a surgeon right at the very top of their game would even consider.
Well, thank you for the vote of confidence, Serena.
And say, why not take the path of least resistance and get the patient transferred?
Simon overhears the end of the conversation and joins Dan.
They're prepping Jesse for theatre.
I didn't ask to be brought here, and I won't have you treating me. There must be someone else who can do a splenectomy.
Please, okay, just look at the extent of the hematoma. Now, why would you jeopardise yourself like this?
I can choose, and I'm choosing.
Well, do you know what? I'm overriding your decision because this simply isn't rational. Okay, I'm sorry, Anna.
Standing on the other side of the bed, Chrissy waits until Sasha's walked off, then heads for the nurse's station nearby and dials a number.
Mr. Hansen, please. Sister Williams.
Dan's in Keller's theatre, adjusting an X-ray machine with a rotating arm when Simon walks in.
How's the coach? He's concerned. That I'm not up to the job, you mean?
No, I didn't say that. He just wants to be present for the op.
How about you? Do you think I'm overreaching?
No, I think you're trusting your instincts, and I think if you believe you can do it, then of course you can.
6 months, a year ago, I bottled it, made an excuse. The last few weeks, I felt like anything was possible. Sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
No, not at all. I know exactly what you mean.
Can we just forget about this Leeds nonsense?
We should talk about this later.
Just reassure me.
I've got to make my own life.
Where do I fit into that?
I don't know. I don't know yet. Look, this is all pretty new. It's early days.
I see. Don't ask, don't tell. That's how it works.
What?
You go off to Leeds, see other guys. We see each other for the odd weekend till you meet someone else.
What are you talking about?
That's how it works, isn't it? The gay scene.
Listen, we really should talk about this later.
After all I've done for you. I told my father...
Don't you dare lay that on me. I was not the reason you came out.
I'd never have done it if I hadn't met you.
You know, Leeds is only 3.5 hours away. I'm sorry you have so little faith in us. In me. And I'm supposed to give up my dream job just because you want me to.
Where are you going? I thought you were staying for the op.
My shift's finished.
Hey. What do you want?
Serena's looking for you. She doesn't think she'll be able to join you.
No, of course not. Doesn't want to be implicated when it all goes wrong.
You okay?
I'm not going to abandon this kid just because Serena Campbell thinks she knows
better. Good for you. So, who's
assisting? Well, you're in Serena's camp.
You want me in on this or not?
I understand there's history, I understand all that, but she still needs to be treated.
Mr. Levy, do we have a problem?
No.
That's very odd, because Sister Williams seems to think we do.
Ella Barnes,
Yes, I'm aware. I've been brought up to speed.
She wanted another surgeon, so I called Mr. Hansen. He agreed to take the case.
Well, there's no need.
Even if there was no history between you, surely you would value the support, would you not? I mean, you've been manning the barricades almost single-handedly. Just think of me as the cavalry.
But we're coping. Mr. Hansen, we're fine.
Clearly not with Miss Barnes. Now, presumably she has a theatre slot, does she?
No, not yet.
Well, kindly arrange one, please. Let me know when it's booked. Ask another nurse to prep her.
Dan and Malik are in Keller's theatre, operating on Jesse.
Dissecting through the muscle.
Easy. Slowly.
Damn.
It's the superior thyroid artery.
I'm going to tie it off.
No point, just pack it.
There's too much blood. Okay, I need clips and Vicryl.
Serena's joined Zahid outside.
What's she doing here?
He knows what he's doing.
Oh, I'm sure your friend's in good hands.
Bleeding stopped. Good.
So you just thought you'd go over my head?
I thought I was trying to help.
Help who? If you've got a problem with me, Chrissy, then just say so, okay? You're supposed to back me up, not undermine me.
Let's just forget about today, okay? Let's just get changed, get to the restaurant early, have a drink.
Do you know what? I don't give a damn about dinner right now. I can't go anywhere until I know she's okay.
He heads out of the locker room and back into AAU. Chrissy follows him.
Sasha, please.
Ella's been prepped for theatre, is she, presumably?
I doubt it. They're still waiting for a theatre slot.
Well, where is she? Chrissy?
Chrissy's now checking Ella's bedside cabinet. It's empty.
She's taken all her stuff.
Serena's eyes are fixed on Dan, who's still operating on Jesse.
Drill?
Standing next to Serena is an anxious Zahid still watching through the window.
So, C2.
Okay. Good position on both planes. That's a bit lateral. Be really careful.
Better?
Yeah.
Dan continues to drill, but glances at the window.
Right. Depth is good. Can I get an X-ray, please?
On monitor.
That's wrong. It's way off. Damn, I can't get the right angle. I'm going to have to readjust it.
Dan, you can't keep drilling it. If you lose position, you'll kill him. What's he doing?
Everything okay, Mr. Hamilton?
Actually, it's not. How the hell am I supposed to do this with you two watching my every move?
Dan?
I'd like you to leave, please.
How? Mr.
Carr. Serena escorts Zahid away while Malik looks across at Dan with alarm.
He seems completely out of control.
Well, please don't worry, Mr. Khan. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Simon walks into the waiting area.
What's going on?
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Mr. Hamilton asked us both to leave.
Is he okay?
I really hope so.
Once Serena's gone, Simon approaches Zahid.
You all right?
He has to fix him. If anything happens, I'll never forgive myself.
In AAU.
Please, I know I shouldn't be.
Sasha's on the phone.
Right, they're going to check with the police.
She's not answering the mobile.
What are you doing now?
I'm calling Hansen.
Sasha, please.
Chrissy, she's bleeding out badly. Okay, if she loses consciousness, it could be fatal.
Yes, I know that, but I've...
What?
Come on, Dan, you can do this. You're so close.
Simon wanders into the observation room and looks through into theatre, where Dan's looking completely hopeless.
Dan. Come on, Dan. We need to do this now.
Simon nods encouragingly at Dan.
Can I have the drill, please?
Malik turns around and notices Simon standing in the observation room. Seemingly fortified with new courage, Dan takes the drill again and continues with the procedure. Hansen opens his office door to Tara.
Dr. Lowe, I have an urgent splenectomy on AAU.
Just hear me out. I won't take too much of your time, I promise.
Right.
You said at some point I might become ill and then perhaps it wouldn't be safe for me to practice. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes, you are.
Well, other staff in this hospital have health issues too. Mr. Hope, for instance, he has a heart condition. And Mr. Griffin, isn't he in remission from cancer? Have you said the same thing to them? Because, quite frankly, you ought to. I mean, with me, there's only a hypothetical risk. I'm not ill at the moment. Your own tests have confirmed that. But either of them, they could relapse at any point.
There's a fundamental difference, though, isn't there? The hospital is aware of their conditions.
Right, so it's all about trust. I didn't tell you.
Yes. It is, essentially.
Well, then, monitor me. Mr. Hope and Mr. Griffin, they undergo regular tests. You can do the same with me. If we did a regular CT, we'd know exactly where we are with it. No one else needs to know. I get to keep my job and you get to keep a decent F1.
May I assume that a decent F1 has found a diagnosis for Mr. Houlihan?
Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome, vitamin B1 deficiency brought on by his heavy drinking.
Uh-huh.
Look, Mr. Hansen, I'm sorry I lied to you. Any change and I'll tell you straight away.
If the tumour becomes active?
Then I walk away.
His face softens, then he offers his hand in a handshake.
The slightest change, I need to know immediately, Dr. Lowe.
Absolutely.
Tara beams with joy. Dan and Malik walk out of theatre and approach Zahid, who looks exhausted with worry.
Well, we had a few moments. But we got there in the end. He's going to be okay.
Mr. Hamilton, well done. Everyone's saying you were amazing in there.
Thank you.
We're signing autographs next.
To Serena.
So?
Okay, fair enough. I take it all back. More than that, actually. I apologize. I should never have underestimated you.
Apology accepted.
Though, frankly, I think I can be forgiven for being a tad skeptical. An orthopod with a peg fracture. I'm afraid he left. Shame, we could do with some more decent, not to mention handsome young men around here. He'll be missed.
Well, one less distraction.
Dan smiles thinly, then walks off. Serena watches him go with a look of slight concern.
Security have checked CCTV, presumably.
Yeah, Sasha's with them now. The police are on the way to her flat. They're going to question her housemates and her friends.
A strange behaviour, though, just to get up and leave. I mean, with her medical knowledge, you'd have thought she'd realised...
There we go.
Perhaps we've been focusing too much on the consequences to Mr. Levy and thereby failing to care adequately for our patient.
Banner on the third floor, extremely tachycardic and hypertensive, not regained consciousness.
Straight to theatre, please.
She's in BF.
Recovery. Charging, 200, please. Clear. 1 milligram adrenaline, push the...
Hang on, she's back.
Theatre, please.
Can I assist? No, we must respect her wishes.
Jesse's back on Keller. He smiles at Zahid.
We did it.
Yeah.
Zahid looks deflated. Jesse frowns.
So what's up? Nobody's died.
Listen, I've got something I need to tell you. I fell asleep at the wheel. So when you miss the Europeans, you can blame me. Once you're out of here, if you want to pursue legal action and all of that, I'll understand. At the very least, you'll want to get a new coach.
Jesse looks incredulous at the news.
Why'd you fall asleep, huh? You pushed the both of us. I get to sleep in the van and you always drive.
I should have pulled over.
So? Mistake. Fine, it happens. But I'm gonna recover and I'll compete. This is a two-man team. Nothing's gonna change that.
He holds out his hand to Zahid, who grasps it firmly. Tara finds Mrs. Houlihan next to her husband's bed, dabbing her eyes.
Hey.
Sorry.
Oh, there's nothing to apologise for. Listen. We've made it work this far. So don't give up on him.
Well, I've put up with all manner of grief over the years. Secret drinking, mood swings. I've stuck by him. But if he's got something that's going to affect his mind, I can't help him.
Leaving her husband asleep in bed, Mrs. Houlihan gets up and walks out, past Oliver, who's working at the nearby nurse's station. Tara looks awkward. Sasha and Chrissy are observing Ella's operation.
She needed support.
So do you.
Don't you think I'm old enough?
If you'd have seen your face when she walked through the door this morning, it was like you'd seen a ghost.
Yes, okay, it was a shock. But then I quickly realised she's just a vulnerable kid. I've gotten out of that depth.
So I just wanted to say, you've been fantastic. Thank you so very much. Really, really brilliant. Thank you. Thank you too.
Don't tell me. He's going to name his firstborn Daniel.
God, no. He's going to name all his children Daniel.
You know, for a moment there, I really thought you were going to bottle it.
Me? Never.
But then suddenly you got this burst of energy from somewhere or someone.
I'd rather not, if you don't mind.
All right. You know what I love about operations like today's?
I feel sure you're about to tell me.
Scary as hell. You're taking a huge risk. If something goes wrong, you could ruin their life. If you get it right, there's nothing that can touch it.
Yeah.
Dan, you two have a real chance here. 16 years he's been carrying the candle for you, and if you let that go...
Thanks for the advice, but I'm afraid that ship has sailed.
Like the great philosopher Kravitz once said, it ain't over till it's over.
So what do I do?
With the operation now over, Sasha and Chrissy watch as Ella's wheeled out of theatre.
I thought she's going to be okay.
Sorry, Liz.
Relatively speaking, a straightforward procedure.
Oh, good. That's great.
They're both free to leave now.
Can I just check on her? Make sure she's...
I think you've done enough for today, don't you?
Hansen follows Ella to recovery in the consultant's office.
I'm so sorry to have to haul you back in. I could probably have just popped these in the post to you, but I thought this would be quicker. Make sure you get paid on time anyway.
Right.
And I don't know about you, but there's nothing I hate more than unfinished business. So, if you could just sign here and here. You seem to be keeping HR rather busy today, what with you heading off and one of our consultants resigning out of the blue.
Simon signing some paperwork when Serena's words make him look up. Chrissy finds Sasha in the locker room getting changed.
I thought maybe dinner was off.
Well, it took you ages to book the table. And let's be honest, it's all you've talked about for weeks.
Well, we could take a rain check. Or you could take someone else. I completely understand.
Well, I've already phoned all the women in my little black book. And sadly, they're all busy.
Ella's in recovery. Thought maybe you might want to check on her.
You gonna come?
It's okay. I'll see you outside.
Simon finds Dan in the corridor outside Keller.
Great.
He smiles at Dan.
So it would appear that you've completely lost your mind.
Really? I was thinking I just made the most sensible decision of my life.
To move up north?
Absolutely.
Well, what if I've changed my mind? I mean, Leeds, it might be a bit too limiting after all. I was thinking more Ibiza, Miami, Mykonos, you know, seeing other people, you know, because that's what the gay life is.
Ah, yes, the whole wisecracking irony thing. Something else I got to master.
I don't want you to change a single thing about yourself.
They kiss passionately. Serena finds Malik at the end of the corridor, watching the happy couple's moment.
Didn't have you down as the romantic type, Mr. Malik?
Did.
Throwing his career away for a hot nurse. Sheer madness.
Malik smiles to himself, then walks off. Sasha's with Ella in recovery.
Someone's trying to tell me something, aren't they?
Tell you what?
I'm not supposed to be a doctor.
No. Don't say that.
If anything, I feel liberated. I've been fighting for so long for something that wasn't right. You were so kind and calm, professional. I could never do what you do.
No. You listen to me. You do whatever makes you happy.
She smiles up at him.
Thank you, Sasha.
Outside the hospital.
Have you ever actually been to Leeds?
Of course. Went to the test match at Headingley once.
That was cricket, right?
God, I've got so much to teach you.
Listen, I can promise you, even if we're together for the next 40 years, I will never, ever learn to like cricket.
Yeah, we'll see.
No, we won't. It's not open for discussion.
I can be very persuasive.
I know you can.
Hi. I'll catch you up.
You seem really happy.
Yeah, well, life is good.
Yeah, it is.
You look nice. You doing anything exciting this evening?
No, not especially. Just spending it with Sasha. And you?
Much the same.
Well, have a good evening.
Take care of yourself.
You too.
Kissing Chrissy on the cheek, Dan then crosses the road and joins Simon, who's leaning against a silver convertible with a relaxed countenance and a smile. Getting in the car, Dan reaches across and rests his hand on Simon's neck. He smiles in the rearview mirror, and they drive off. Tara bumps into Mrs. Houlihan coming out of the lift.
How is he?
The same, but comfortable. He'll be glad to see you.
I took the hearse back. I need it tomorrow. I told the staff. There's not much point in keeping it a secret now, is there? Bought him some clean pyjamas and food. He always was a fussy eater. Thank you.
Hey.
Hey.
Good teamwork today.
Yeah.
They step into the lift together, and Tara allows herself a shy smile.
How about I buy you that coffee?
Open the doors, please. Thank you.
About to reply to Tara, Oliver thinks better of it as Hansen steps inside the lift and stands behind the pair.
Mr. Hansen, we finally got to the bottom of things with Francis Houlihan. It was Wernicke Korsakov.
So I gather. Took an F1 to show you the light over here.
Until tomorrow, Doctor.
Tara follows Hansen out of the lift, then turns to Oliver.
So much for teamwork.
Ollie!
Sasha finds Chrissy waiting outside AAU.
Wow, you look. Wow.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she'll be fine.
You took your time.
Oh, God. We're too late for the restaurant. We've missed the table. I'm so sorry.
Who cares? Snooty waiters, tiny portions.
Sasha takes a seat on the bottom of the steps next to Chrissy, who's wearing a slim-fitting green shift dress and tan wedge-heeled shoes.
Listen. I understand. Just when you thought you put it all behind you, it brought it all back, didn't it?
Looking troubled, she turns to him, then smiles.
I love you. I really do.
Likewise. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I wake up every morning and I actually can't believe that you're my...
Go on.
Sasha thinks for a moment.
Life partner? Squeeze? Lady friend? Significant other?
How about wife?
Well, yeah, that would work, but, you know, technically we'd have to be...
The penny drops and Sasha stares at Chrissy.
Well, I prefer it to lady friend. Are you serious?
Why not?
Yeah. Why the hell not?
They share a loving kiss.